Today's topic was actually requested by a viewer last week, and what we are going to do today, we are going to look towards the future. Do you guys remember Miss Cleo? If you grew up in the 90s, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Miss Cleo used to run these late night infomercials, and she was a psychic. She would use her psychic ability to predict your future. Of course, you know, years later, she was busted in some type of fraud scheme, and we never heard from her again. Today, we are going to be Mr. Cleo. Now, the difference between Mr. Cleo, me, and Miss Cleo is that my prediction of the future has a high probability of actually coming true. We are going to look ahead to the future, the 2021 NBA season. I've uploaded a couple of videos over the past few months explaining why I think Giannis is going to end up leaving Milwaukee for Golden State. It is not an unknown fact that it is NBA Finals or bust for Milwaukee this season. I actually believe the Bucks need to win the NBA Finals in order to have a chance in keeping Giannis. And even if they do win the title, he is still leaving. See, the Bucks right now are in a lose-lose situation. If the worst-case scenario happens, they get bounced in the playoffs, in the conference finals, or maybe even before that, then Giannis is gone. If they make the NBA Finals and lose, Giannis is gone. In both of those scenarios, the excuse would be that Giannis doesn't feel like the Bucks can compete at a high enough level to win a championship. His goal, after all, is to win a championship. He has all of the individual accolades already. Milwaukee has had 7 years to build a contender around him, and they haven't. So if they lose in the playoffs, lose in the NBA Finals, Giannis is gone. But let's say that Milwaukee makes it to the NBA Finals. They actually win the championship this year. Giannis is still gone. Now, how could I say that? It'll be just like LeBron in Cleveland. Giannis will say that he brought a title to Milwaukee, something that hasn't happened since the early 1970s. Even if the Bucks win the title this year, which they won't, but if they do, this roster is not built for a multiple championship run. This is not a dynasty type roster that the Bucks have. They cannot recruit free agents to Milwaukee. So Giannis is going to want to go somewhere where he can build a dynasty, win multiple titles. Either way, the Bucks are screwed. But KC, Giannis still has 1 year left on his contract. There's no way he can play with the Warriors next season. There is a simple solution to that problem. Once this season wraps, Giannis has 1 year left on his deal. But as we have seen in the past, that final year on a superstar player's contract is really meaningless. It can be meaningless. All Giannis has to do is demand a trade. And just like that, he's gone. Out of Milwaukee. We saw Dwight Howard do it in Orlando. We saw Anthony Davis do it just last year in New Orleans. And we will see Giannis do the same thing in Milwaukee. It's coming. It's only a matter of time. There have been a lot of people formulate trade proposals for getting Giannis from Milwaukee to Golden State. Milwaukee would end up getting a slew of draft picks and Draymond Green, maybe even Andrew Wiggins, and the Warriors would get Giannis in return. Now, when this happens, I don't know. It could happen during free agency this year, or it could happen sometime next year. What I do believe is that it will happen before the trade deadline next season. But for the purpose of this video, we are going to assume that Giannis to Golden State happens this offseason. What would Giannis in Golden State look like? Would the Warriors become the clear favorites in the Western Conference? Would they be the favorites to win the NBA Finals? Yes and yes. Giannis to Golden State would rock the NBA world, and it would create a second dynasty for Steph Curry, Steve Kerr, and the Warriors. This team would be unbeatable. It would be the equivalent to how dominant they were with Kevin Durant. But the Warriors would lose Draymond Green. He's the heart and soul of this team. The best defender. Draymond Green is the most overrated player in the NBA right now. He is a product of his environment. If Draymond Green didn't get drafted to Golden State, no one would know who he is. He would be another nameless NBA role player. But an argument could be made that Draymond Green is also nearing his prime. He will be 30 years old next season. His effectiveness, his production has dropped the past 2 years. Points, down. Defense, down. Rebounds, down. Field goal percentage, down. Three-point percentage, way down. With Giannis in Golden State, Draymond Green would be an afterthought. The Warriors will not miss him. So you're going to have a three-headed monster in Golden State. Giannis, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson. Both Curry and Thompson will have had over a year of rest and recovery. Thompson will have had 18 months by the time the 2021 season starts. Hell, the entire Warriors roster, besides Giannis, will have had plenty of time off because they're not heading to Orlando. When you look at the landscape of the Western Conference next year, who would beat this Warriors team? The Lakers right now are the top-seeded team heading into the playoffs. Many people think that the Lakers are the best team in the NBA, but the Lakers are old. The bulk of this roster was born in the 1980s. The core of this team, besides Anthony Davis, are in their mid-30s. LeBron is an MVP candidate right now. Can't take that away from him. But realistically, how long is he going to be able to play at this high of a level? We have seen legendary players in the past play at a high level until they're 35 years old, LeBron's age now, but their production begins to dip swiftly once they hit 36, 37 years old. Plus, if the Lakers make the finals this year, they are going to be playing into October. With next season rumored to start on Christmas Day, that is basically no offseason for an aging Lakers roster. The Western Conference is loaded. There's no doubt about it. But with Giannis and Golden State, do you really think a team like Portland is going to beat them in a 7-game series? They would have a chance. The Nuggets, no. Jazz, they've got two superstar players who can't get along. The Pelicans, they're too young. The only team out west that would really have a chance is the Clippers. But that's assuming Kawhi Leonard can stay healthy. It seems like every time we turn around, Kawhi is out with some type of nagging injury. The guy takes load management to a completely different level. And also, it's the same case with LeBron. Kawhi could potentially be playing into October. I actually think the Clippers are going to make the NBA Finals and win it all this year. So, you've got a guy like Kawhi who suffers nagging injuries all the time, playing into October, and then going into next season with virtually no offseason. How is that going to work out? Now, with Giannis in the Bay Area, it is going to leave a power vacuum in the Eastern Conference. The Bucks, obviously, are going to drop from the top spot to potentially being out of the playoff picture altogether. The Sixers are a disaster waiting to happen. Similar situation to what's going on right now in Utah. Philadelphia has two star players that don't like each other. Some are even questioning Ben Simmons' commitment to the game of basketball. There's been speculation that he cares more about being a mainstream star than he does about being an NBA star. Then you have the Celtics, the Raptors. The Raptors haven't missed a beat since Kawhi left for Los Angeles, but we haven't seen Toronto in playoff basketball yet. But if Giannis ends up in Golden State, the NBA has a ready-made rivalry on its hands, possibly for the next 2 or 3 years. The Brooklyn Nets are going to be the favorites to win the Eastern Conference next season if Giannis ends up in Golden State. I actually think the Nets have a better overall roster than the Warriors do right now. They are far deeper. Outside of Steph, Klay, and Giannis, the Warriors are thin. The Andre Iguodalas, the Sean Livingstons, the JaVale McGees, the depth that they used to have in Golden State, the guys that you need for a deep playoff run, the Warriors don't have them anymore. And that is my biggest concern with Golden State. Both the Clippers and the Nets are loaded top to bottom, but this is also why it is so important for Brooklyn to hire the right head coach this offseason. Jacque Vaughn is not going to cut it. Ty Lue is not going to cut it. This is a veteran team with two future Hall of Fame players. They need a coach with pedigree. You don't want to go into an NBA Finals with Jacque Vaughn trying to out-scheme Steve Kerr. What I can't figure out, why hasn't Greg Popovich been mentioned as a potential hire in Brooklyn? I know Pop is in his early 70s, but the Spurs are going nowhere fast. This season is going to be the first time in 20-25 years that San Antonio won't make the playoffs. They haven't made it out of the first round of the playoffs since 2017. Plus, it seems like Greg Popovich has been grooming Tim Duncan to take over for him. All signs are pointing to Pop being on his way out in San Antonio. This would be a salivating rivalry for the NBA, especially if Greg Popovich ended up in Brooklyn. Nets Warriors. It could be the next Warriors Cavs, Bulls Jazz. You'd have mentor versus mentee, Pop versus Steve Kerr. Kevin Durant didn't exactly leave Golden State on great terms. With Draymond Green being out, it'll take away a little bit of juice in the rivalry, but I still think the bad blood would be there. I don't think he appreciated the fact that Steph Curry got most of the glory, even though Kevin Durant was winning finals MVPs back-to-back. Durant was the villain his entire tenure in the Bay Area. And Steph Curry was the golden child, the guy that could do no wrong. In a 7-game series, who would be the favorite? Who would be the winner of a Nets-Warriors finals? If Kevin Durant returns to form and Greg Popovich is on the sidelines directing traffic, I would still pick Golden State over Brooklyn. It is a big if for Durant to return to the player that he was before that Achilles injury. We have seen what Achilles injuries do to the careers of NBA players. Kobe Bryant was never the same after his Achilles, but he was up in age when he tore his. But what about DeMarcus Cousins? DeMarcus Cousins has barely touched the court since he tore his Achilles back in January 2018. But the wild card in this whole scenario, Nets, Warriors, is Kyrie Irving. There's not a doubt in my mind that the chemistry between Giannis, Curry, and Thompson will be there. That locker room in Golden State won't be a problem. They'll be fine. Kyrie, on the other hand, he is the most divisive player in the NBA. At some point, there is going to be a problem in Brooklyn. Kyrie will be upset about something. Who knows what, but it'll be something. He will find a way to divide that locker room. It happened in Cleveland. It happened in Boston. Hell, it's happened since the COVID shutdown. He tried his best to pit the players against the league. He was even talking about starting his own basketball league at one point. The bottom line is, the Warriors have been preparing for Giannis for a couple of years. Once it was known that Kevin Durant was out, the focus shifted towards Giannis in the Bay Area. And it's really a win-win for both Giannis and the Warriors. Steve Kerr, he gets the best player in the league to build around once Steph Curry exits his prime. And Giannis gets the chance to achieve his goal, which is the chance to win multiple titles. That is not going to happen in Milwaukee. He's not going to have a problem recruiting players to come play in San Francisco like he's having in Milwaukee, where the weather in San Francisco is phenomenal year-round. Where would you rather live if you were a young millionaire? San Francisco or Milwaukee? The answer to me is simple. You just got to avoid the homeless people in San Francisco. But when you're a guy like Giannis, I don't think that's really a problem. All right, that's all for today. Make sure to hit that like and subscribe button. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Appreciate you guys that have already done so. Leave me a comment in the section below. If Giannis heads to Golden State, would the Warriors be the favorites to win it all? And what do you think of a Warriors-Nets rivalry over the next couple of years? Let me know your thoughts. You can follow me on Twitter at KC_BTL84. If you have any questions or a topic you want me to cover, you can email me at btlkc84@gmail.com. I'll see you guys next time.